From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler is under fire today over a report she bought and sold stocks after getting a briefing on coronavirus. The Daily Beast reports Loeffler sold millions of dollars in stocks in the weeks following a private briefing for senators. She also bought stock in a teleworking company that has seen a slight bump in price. Speaking to Fox News today, Senator Loeffler said she does not actively manage her portfolio and did nothing wrong.
If you actually look at the personal transaction reports that were filed, it notices at the bottom that I'm only informed of my transactions after they occur, several weeks.
Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, meanwhile, is also asking an ethics commission to review his stock sales. That's after a similar report about his transactions emerged. Tybee Island's beaches are closed to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. GPB's Emily Jones reports public alcohol consumption is also banned.
With sunny skies, temperatures in the 80s, and school out, Tybee's beaches were busy Thursday. And though beaches are big, officials say the groups of mostly young people were not keeping safe distances apart. Speaking at a windy press conference, Tybee City Manager Sean Gillen told reporters the crowds were similar to weekends in June.
This was a Thursday. Saturday is going to be much nicer than it is today, and that's why we had to act now.
Tybee Island leaders are also considering restricting access to the island, but that requires state approval and cooperation with several agencies. So officials say closing the beaches was the next best thing they could do to discourage visitors. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is not yet requiring restaurants and bars to close to promote social distancing, but leaders in his hometown of Athens have taken that action. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
A group of doctors wrote the Athens-Clarke County Commission and told them that for people in the city, merely being advised to stay home for the public good wasn't working. So in a Thursday special session, the commission passed an ordinance mandating social distancing and sheltering in place. In a video shown during the session, local emergency room doctor Lewis Ernest took a break from rounds to explain why he thought the move was warranted.
There's a high likelihood if y'all don't act tonight and you or one of your loved ones get sick, that if you show up to a local hospital, that you will not be able to be provided care.
As of Friday afternoon, Athens had a total of 9 coronavirus infections. Across Georgia, that number has jumped to 420. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has ordered city police officers not to enforce laws barring the sale of alcohol to go from bars and restaurants. Bottoms told me today she made the decision based on what she's hearing from local businesses.
Many of our restaurant and bar owners have said that it would help them economically if we could continue the alcohol sales.
Earlier this week, the mayor ordered restaurants to close dining rooms and offer takeout only. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.